Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Terry re-injured his quad, and so he'll be out this Sunday night. We'll reevaluate it next week to see where it goes. Bum for him, for us. Just tough, you know, where it goes. But we'll see what, you know, the next week looks like.
That was Dan Quinn today with reporters. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad.
They can do a lot for you. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. A major thank you to them. We are fresh and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed from our trip to Kansas City, which was a blast, except for the game. But everything else was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Quiet night on the local landscape this evening. Caps and Wiz both idle. World Series Game 5 tonight from Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine for the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Treya Savage, the rookie right-hander, drafted in the first round last year by Toronto on the bump against Blake Snell, who turned in one of the great playoff starts ever in the League Championship Series. Didn't feel throw it nearly as effectively and didn't look nearly as good. First time out against Toronto in this series. He'll look to bounce back in Game 5. We can get into that before we get out of here when we preview the night. We're taking you up to 6:30. Right now, though, we're talking about the news of the day and what Dan Quinn said, that Terry McLaurin will be out on Sunday night with the Commanders playing a must-win game to save their season against Seattle. Let's go to Mark, who's in Largo on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? I think Terry could probably salvage his season if he comes back. But, you know, if I'm Jaden Daniels, I got to be pissed off right now. I mean, I'm going to just keep it a buck. Did you really have to play both of them Monday night? I mean, look, with Marcus, you could have saved them another week if Jaden was coming back this week. And you know, you have a better chance of doing something. At least he comes back this week with Jaden. Jaden basically is going to have what he had 2 weeks ago, guys. A bunch of, you know, it's like he's the lead singer and that's the rest of the group. You know, I mean, I'm going to keep it really 100. Right now, y'all, look, I know everybody loves Adam Peters. I love Adam Peters. I do. Guys, I just think that he spent more money on the defensive side of the ball this offseason than he did on the offensive side of the ball. And the saddest part about that is he didn't address any of the needs that people walked out the door. The kids, Brown, and Crowder walk out the door. He just let those three go, and you didn't replace them at all. So
everyone wants to blame Terry, and that's fine. That's fine. But here's what Terry saw at the OTA. He saw that Jaden was struggling without him or Debo on the field. And that's what Clifton saw. So this is why I say, and I guarantee you, I can convince one of y'all to start thinking like I'm thinking. If Adam Peters would have replaced one of those three or two with Zacchaeus and Brown and Crowder, I mean, you could still get Jamison Crowder right now. It's better. I'm not saying they're great, but they're better in space, and it helps Jaden with his growth. This is all on Adam Peters, guys.
Appreciate you, bud. Always love the passion. So my version of that, I talked about this, what Debo Samuel was going to be, for me anyway, and that's an amalgam. We think of Dalami Brown as a deep threat, and I guess he got a couple of those, but they basically used him around the line of scrimmage. Who does that sound like? That's what they used Lama Zadikias for. That's what they used Jamison Crowder for. That guy now all is pretty much Debo Samuel with a little bit of an elevation of Jalen Lane. And yeah, I mean, that's my point. Is,
okay, it's all horizontal.
All of their targets last year, it was an amalgam of what a number two / slot receiver does, and they actually got one to go do that. So instead of, you know, trying to make something up on a napkin, I go, no, I got Debo Samuel. Now, he's banged up, and he hasn't been the same for a few weeks, but that's, to me, well worth a fifth rounder, and I'd rather have those targets go to him than any of those other three guys that you mentioned.
Yeah, whenever we talk about the allocations at the receiver position, I always bring up that I think it's eighth is where they rank in the money they spend at that spot. So it is hard to scream about Adam Peters neglecting wide receiver when you made maybe the biggest wide receiver splash of anybody bringing in a new wideout this offseason when you spent $20 million just about to go get Debo Samuel in a trade. And you gave up a draft pick. Now, it wasn't much. It was a fifth rounder. But that plus $20 million. In the case of Terry McLaurin, it took forever, and I don't think the juice was worth the squeeze, as we now have seen how this has played out. But you also gave him a mini extension this year as well, and his AAV climbed to about $30 million. You and I were looking at him and Debo on the sideline at the end of the game. So we're sitting 12 rows up at Arrowhead Stadium. Marcus Mariota's on the field. He's got a spread where, you know, last drive, garbage time, Washington's down by 21, and it's Luke and Lane and Chris Moore out there with him, and Terry and Debo are both on the sideline. And I was trying to get a picture, and I don't remember who it was, but one of the players kept walking in front of me.
It was Wiley.
Was it Andrew Wiley?
Yeah. So, he, by the way, not like purposely screwing Grant's camera shot over. Just minding his business. Yeah.
Right? So Andrew Wiley and I was like trying to get a picture of those two guys watching the end of the game from the sideline. Terry injured, Debo just kind of being saved, which is another indicator to me that something is not quite right there. But anyway, we were joking, you and I were like, there's $50 million of wide receiver right there on the sideline as you're in this drive at the end of the game to try to move the ball down the field. So it's not like they didn't do anything. I think Mark is right if his point is as simple as three guys walked out the door and you didn't replace them. Well, yeah, there isn't versions of those guys. I think Debo was a replacement, as you said, for the collection of them, so to speak. And by the way, you drafted a third-round receiver in Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey should be able to help you, and he has. He's been great on kick returns.
Yep.
And when he's been throwing the ball, three catches, nice catch on the sideline this week, he's done a pretty good job. You drafted a wide receiver this year in the fourth round. Jalen Lane has played a bunch. He's helped them some. He's made some big catches. Had a 35-yard catch in Dallas a couple weeks ago. So I just disagree that they haven't spent enough, done enough at receiver for Daniels. Now, if you want to go back and re-legislate the stare down between McLaurin and Peters like some have today, and who was right, who was wrong, how we got there, was it worth it? I think that's reasonable enough. But I'm not going to knock Adam Peters for the build at wideout, other than if you wanted to say there was a higher risk of injury for Terry, you brought in a guy that gets hurt every single year in Debo, and then otherwise it was kids.
And Noah Brown, too.
You know, Noah Brown was a lock to be hurt. If he ever played, it was going to be a news story. But yeah, otherwise it was kind of unproven kids. Like, sure, but there was plenty of money spent at that position. Let's go to Terry, who's in Danville, listening to Grant and Danny today. How are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for answering my call. Yes, I'd like to chime in. I really do believe that Terry was a victim of circumstance. I just believe, hey, this is not their year. My biggest concern is Debo healthy. I know he's not healthy. I saw him the way he moved, and that's the reason why they're keeping him around the line of scrimmage. And I also believe that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters did a great job of getting them guys, Jacob in there, getting Dietrich Wise and Doran Sarson. Man, and look, we are building for to win in these next 3 years. Hey, Harris went out. It's just not our year. The handwriting was on the wall when I saw Doran Armstrong go. After Dietrich Wise, hey, and his bagger went out, then Doran went out, hey, I knew the handwriting was on the wall. And Terry, he wants to play, but I understand. I knew. I saw the look on his face that Monday night that, hey, he was injured. So I know his type of character. He's probably telling the guys, look, hey, you're going to do what you always do like we always have done. We're going to overachieve while I'm out. Hey, but give me 5 weeks. If we make it to the playoff, if you guys can take us there, I'll take you over the top. That's the type of person he is. But it's just not our year if Debo is not healthy.
Well, the injuries have ravaged them, and they are absolutely the biggest factor in this whole thing getting off the rails. There's no doubt. I mean, that I just think that that's such an easy reality, and everybody understands that. That's a reasonable person. But it can't be the only thing either. I mean, we can't sit here and say, what went wrong in the secondary? Well, Will Harris got hurt. Will Harris, who they signed to a one-year deal for a few million bucks. Because you still have Marshawn Lattimore. You still have Mikey Sanders still. You still have Trey Amos.
Yeah, 2 second-round picks and a major
Martin.
Acquisition. Yeah.
You still have the entire group outside of him in the secondary, and it's been a bad position group. It has been an ineffective collection of players. Doesn't mean they've all been bad. I love Trey Amos. Sanders still, who was awesome last year, still going to have a really bright future. He has regressed this season. But an injury in your secondary, essentially, does not mean now that we just go, oh, well, they're not communicating as well. They miss Will Harris. Uh-uh. Teams lose guys all the time. Now, the cluster injuries, when you don't have Terry, you don't have Debo, yeah, you're going to be a lot worse off. But what's the excuse at linebacker? You're healthy. You've got Bobby Wagner. You've got Frankie Louvu. You've got Jordan McGee. Have they been good enough there? What's the excuse at defensive tackle? You know, where you've got Javon Kinlaw. You've got Deron Payne. You've got Johnny Newton. You've got Eddie Goldman. That's my point is, it's not as simple as just saying, injuries, let's wake up next year and see what happens. Also, oldest team in the NFL, and not just the oldest team out of 32 teams this year, the oldest team that's been put together in over a decade. There is a correlation between those two things.
Without a doubt. So, and that was always my issue. I mean, we argued a bunch about the Nats' terrible start in 2019. And yes, the injuries were a major factor. That's obvious. Everybody could tell you you're not better off with Jeff Coburnus getting at bats instead of Anthony Rendon. But it was also not the reason their bullpen was the worst of all time. It wasn't the reason that when Juan Soto was playing, he was hitting 210 for the first month plus of the season. Guys that were and are the plan have done poorly. That's my major issue. And yes, you're worse without Wise, without Dorrance Armstrong, without Terry McLaurin, without Debo Samuel last week against Dallas. You're worse without Austin Eckler. Of course you are. Of course that's easy and obvious. But a bunch of guys, again, that they're counting on, that are the plan, that were option A, not the Reed Doughty break glass in case of emergency, like the McRib coming back. Not that. This is our design. We didn't go into free agency and get Traverius Ward or Carlton Davis or Paulson Adebo or DJ Reed or any of the marquee corners. We said, no, double down. We're doubling down on Marshawn Lattimore. Our big corner acquisition was Jonathan Jones, Journeyman Jerry. You know what I mean? Like this,
over
this,
30.
Yeah, this was their plan, and that plan has not worked also.
But also, and this is something we talked a lot about over the offseason, you don't have to sign all guys 30 and older. That is a choice that they make. There's a thing that they like, right? A veteran that comes into the locker room and operates correctly and does a lot of things, the commander way or whatever, and who, it brings character and a lunch pail and all this stuff. But it is okay, you might have to spend a little more sometimes, to sign younger, ascending players. It is also allowed to sign 26 and 27-year-old free agents. Now, I acknowledge and I'm aware there are fewer of those guys, the way that the COVID years worked out and contracts are going and teams are locking those guys up more often and they don't hit the market to the same extent. But it doesn't have to be to this extreme. But yes, is the biggest problem for this team this year injuries? No doubt. Would they be 3-5 if they were a lot healthier? Definitely not. Maybe 5-3. Could they be 6-2? I don't know. But not having Daniels for three of your eight games is a dagger. Not having McLaurin for now five out of nine after this week, or Noah Brown six times, or Deebo Samuel has missed a game. And I do think he's kind of, you know, playing through something
he's
right now.
He's limited right now, yeah.
Where he's just not him. Austin Eckler is a significant loss, but that's not one that should cost you games. Like, Jeremy McNichols has played really well, has given you exactly what Eckler would have given you, basically. You lost John Bates for two games. Do you get better, you know, running the ball without him? Of course not. You're a worse team because he's a really good blocker. But should you lose games because you don't have your third tight end who's a good blocker for a couple of games? No, that should not cost you. Colson Yankoff for a game. Even Sam Cosmi, a guard. Jay Gruden style. A guard. Really good player. You can't win because you don't have a guard. Guards miss time in this league all the time. It's just what happens. So are there some where I'm going to give you D-end. Dietrich Wise, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, now Dorrance Armstrong. You're going to be bad at defensive end more often than not the rest of the season. You can't sustain that. When you're without all three of your top three receivers, McLaurin, Brown, Samuel against the Cowboys, that's going to be a big problem. I'm going to give you that with those cluster injuries. But the Will Harris, you know, it breaks his fibula, so now my secondary is screwed? No.
No way.
Like that does not work for me. I'm sorry. Other than him, by the way, in the secondary, you've had Percy Butler miss one game with a hip and Jonathan Jones with a hamstring miss a month. But he was their, at best, third, maybe their fourth corner, probably, honestly. Like, those injuries should not have equated to them being the worst team in the league at defending the pass. Let's go to John in Herndon on the Fan. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, for me, you know, last year was a wonderful year. This year, crap happens. And in the top three receivers being out and, you know, Lattimore kind of showing that, you know, he's not who he was. I don't think the season's lost, but I hope we have a push to make the playoffs, and then we see what happens if we have a healthy, you know.
Well, John, let me ask you this, because we started the show in this kind of theme where you're juxtaposing the 2 years. So if you fast forward to next year, and I get there's going to be a draft class and free agency, albeit one of the smallest draft classes in the NFL if nothing changes, a year after the smallest draft class in the NFL. But I digress. Indeed. So going into next year, would you expect it to be more like this year or more like last year? Like, which is the real Commanders?
I think the real Commanders are closer to 80% of last year. Because I think one of the things we've all talked about, I know you guys always do, is we're the oldest team. And that's partly a consequence of the previous regime's bad drafting. We have no pipeline for backups. Right? So I'm hoping that this year we pick younger people that are meant just to follow the same strategy of this year's draft, which is to fill the age holes. So, yeah, I think we'll be better next year.
Appreciate you.
I think so, too. I wonder in terms of the approach, though. Like, I get why they did what they did this past offseason. I mean that. Not to give them a pass because, you get called on balls and strikes.
You can't do it again, though.
Right, but you can't do it again.
After this year, they got to go back to the drawing board a little bit.
And that's what I wonder. Because to me, it would start this week. In other words, the trade deadline is Tuesday, November 4th. That is next week. That's a week from yesterday. So I'm right now figuring out, again, you're probably going to get a ton for some of your assets because they're old and beat up and injured, but
you
might get some.
For somebody, you know, 2/5 could become a 4th.
And this is my point. I'm going to start stockpiling right now because I went in and I get why I went in, right? I understand it, but let's not deal with what should have been or what could have been. Here's what is. I need to get younger. I need more picks. I was trying to cover for this terrible Rivera empty cupboard. That's why year one was bad. Year two, my plan backfired on me. I need a new plan. Let's go make one.
Yeah, I certainly think that that's a factor. I'm not going to keep using that as an excuse forever, though. And I think this is probably the last year where you get to do it because you'll have three free agent periods and three drafts removed from that. And it will always be relevant. At some point, though, you don't get to complain about the last person that owned your home every time you got a call for help on something, right? And I think we're there at the end of this season. One of the problems is not just the previous regime, which was terrible. When you have the smallest draft class of anybody, you're going to be infusing the roster with less young talent, especially when you're prioritizing free agency and as many guys over 30 as they did. Robert's in Dallas listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Robert?
Man, I tell you what, we need to start banning some of these callers. The next caller that calls in saying we're building, you don't build with 33, 34, and 35-year-olds, bro. You don't build with the smallest draft class next year. It's time to just call it like it is. I'm glad I hear some callers saying this. Stop criticizing Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, all this stuff. Look at this roster, man. This guy, Adam Pearce, came in with salary cap, more draft picks, heavy draft class. He's made this roster older and slower, and we're giving him an excuse. This guy has blown it. And next year, we have to pay Jaden. So you're telling me you have not taken advantage of a rookie quarterback that you hit on, and you decide to bring in a Von Miller? And I swear, I ask this question all the time, and nobody wants to say it. Has this been Ron Rivera doing this? And I'm not his lawyer or anything like that. Had this been Ron Rivera, we would be running him out of town. But I always wonder, that last roster that Ron had, put Jaden Daniels on that roster, is there really any difference? We still didn't have a middle linebacker. We still didn't have a defensive back. Still didn't have an edge rusher. But look at some of those guys that will probably start over the people we have today. Man, miss me on this Adam Pearce thing. I was happy for him when he came in. I was excited. I drank the Kool-Aid. But the proof is in the pudding. He's missed on free agency, missed on the draft, and he's missed on building this roster. And now we're going to have to start all over again with fewer draft picks. And by the way, remember all those times we couldn't find a field goal kicker on the run? We still don't have a field goal kicker under Adam. So
well,
what's
that's
the difference?
True. The kicker's been a bugaboo for multiple regimes. That view, while we can look at the same thing, you could see that, I could see something else, and we could both be right, is kind of the worst-case scenario negative view, if you will, not to critique him. But what I mean by that is there's no such thing as starting over if Jaden Daniels is what he's supposed to be. Like, when you have Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, you don't have to bottom out and rebuild. When you have Patrick Mahomes, maybe not a realistic comp, but you know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, if you're in the club, if you've got the superstar quarterback, the elite top 7, top 8, top 10 QB, you're in it every single year. So right now, I think people are forgetting that because it hasn't looked like that, because Daniels has been hurt. Right now in the moment, prisoner of this moment that we all are, this season, it's not looking like that. Now, if this year, when he's been on the field, I don't mean the injuries, is what Jaden is going to play like at this level, which is a B quarterback, probably in the 10 to 15 range or whatever, the 12 to 15, 16 range in the league, then you're right. Then a lot of other things around him have to be elevated and better, and you do have to add a ton of pieces. But if last year's Jaden Daniels is still the Jaden Daniels, then they're so much closer than that call makes it sound, because he just waves a wand over everything and it gets a lot better. But, you know, the disdain it sounds like he has for the job Pearce has done, I just don't think it's been that bad.
Well, I
disagree. They're 17-10 in 27 games under him. There's been one full football season. They got to the NFC Championship game. And, yes, most of that, a lot of that is Jaden Daniels. But that's his resume right now. So you'll have to forgive people who still think the guy's pretty good at his job.
I would go a different direction. And I think the first year you have a direct choice. Where you go, you're coming into a losing organization. That's why you're here. It has lost, and it has lost badly. It has been an embarrassment. Your choice in that moment is, do we do what most teams are doing when we inherit a new organization, a new thing with an empty cupboard? Let's just get our teeth kicked in. Let's get as many young people in here as possible. You trade away your John Allens. You move on from your Paynes. You move on from every veteran that was part of this damn thing, and be 5-12 with a rookie quarterback that we think is going to be really good and try to build. Or is it really important to us to establish a culture? Pretty clear which option they took. And they thought that establishing a culture was more important than maybe going young and taking their medicine. There's a reasonable person can look at the same thing and come up with a different solution, but that's what they did.
They accidentally got to the NFC Championship.
And then they got to the NFC Championship game doing it that way.
It worked.
And so once you've gone down that road, the importance of this is who we are, this is how we sign, this is how we play, this is how we train, this is how we go on the road. We're establishing all these things with a new ownership, a new front office. That was more important to them than maybe having the next great draft find in the fifth round, going into last year. This is where those decisions, and maybe it was the worst thing for you to have that kind of early success, because it changed the island, changed the expectations. Had they done what every other first-year group does, even with a nice quarterback, and gone 6-11 with a couple great moments, you'd go, hey, we got something here, we're building, but let's see how much better we can be building slow. you can't do that right now because of how much success you had in year one.
Well, I do think that there has to be a major shift this offseason. There's no
100% agree.
They cannot continue, even though I had no problem with the Tunsil deal or the Lattimore deal when they made it. They can't keep going down that road because you're getting closer and closer to having to pay Daniels as it is, but also you're no longer as close as you thought you were. It's very obvious that you're not that close. Now, you might be able to accidentally, with a last-place schedule, Jaden getting healthy and playing out of his mind next year, stun everybody again and make the playoffs and be a tough out, and that'd be great. But you can't bank on it and go into the offseason with the plan of trying to not take a step back. You've got to start prioritizing getting faster, getting younger, and adding some real youth to this roster. There's just the decision's been made for you by the performance this year, and we still are only one-third of the way through the gauntlet, by the way. We'll see what happens, Seattle, Detroit, but you could be staring 3-7, you know, down the barrel here. 800-636-1067. We'll get your reactions to that next on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Thank you, Doubter. You're a sweet boy. All of our football conversation on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We were talking Terry McLaurin, the age of the roster, the injury issues, and now we're diving into the offseason ahead. Do they really have to consider changing course and maybe trying to get younger? Everyone wants to use the word rebuild. I don't know that that's what you do with Jaden Daniels, but it's just about a paradigm. It's about a philosophy for me. Are you really going for it, or are you trying to have your cake and eat it too by prioritizing the future? I think about Mike Rizzo in this regard when he would come on with us back in the day, and he would always tell us about his plan, Danny. He said, I have a 1, a 3, a 5-year plan. And sometimes your 1, 3, and 5-year plans can all work in unison when you sign max to a 7-year deal, right? But occasionally, you've got to make the decision. What's most important? 2025, 2026, 2027? And pretty clearly, this offseason, everything, not everything, but largely, most of what they did was about 2025. Debo on a 1-year deal. Tunsil is going to have to be paid and extended after the season. The age of some of the players they brought in. Wagner back on a 1-year deal. Ertz back for one last ride. They kind of said, let's see if we run it back. And they probably should have after last year. But it is time to think differently going into next season for me.
I think it has to, right? Just given what happened this year. This is the Marshawn Lattimore deal, to me, is a microcosm of where this regime is. I understood it at the time. I was even excited about it. I admitted, hey, it's a risk. He hasn't been healthy. We just waited and waited and waited some more for him to play. And then when he did play, it wasn't very good. And the excuses were, but he'll be healthy this time. And you'll see, again, this is also coming off his best game, I think, as a Washington football player. But that was kind of the, again, as I said, it's a microcosm where I understood the plan. I was even on board with it, but raised a question. Hey, are we worried about this at all? It was told to shut up, and that's fine. But here we are, where it didn't work this time. So now I need to pivot. The same way I would have pivoted after Lattimore's first year here, they should have pivoted. They didn't. Now you're at kind of a similar crossroads with this older roster. And again, it's not as if Zach Ertz isn't hurt. He's old, and he can't move at all, but he's been in there every game. He hasn't missed anything since being here. It's not as if every player that's north of 30 just automatically just goes down with a hamstring. But the correlation is there. They need to be younger. They need to be faster. And that needs to be their priority. So that's a paradigm change. Whereas I get why you double down because of all the success you had last year. Now's the time to pivot.
Let's go to Mark, who's waiting in D.C., wants to hop in. Mark, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
How you doing, guys? I hate to admit or say this, but I called you guys a long time ago when we were done McLaurin and draft time, and I said that we made a wrong choice by moving up and getting swept. We should have got Metcalf because of that duo. Would have been better off. And I say that now because I think that we should have went after Metcalf instead of going after Debo. Debo Samuels. I think that would have been better.
You mean this
off
season in free agency?
Yeah, correct. I think that would have been better.
He got 5 and 150, about plus, $30 million per year from the Steelers,
plus some draft picks to secure the deal, right?
Traded for him.
I mean, we gave up draft picks. We gave up draft picks for Samuels as well.
Well, just a fifth round pick. I think they gave up a third rounder, pretty significantly different, and paid a lot more. I mean, Debo, they can get out of after this season if they want to, or they could re-up with him. Metcalf is essentially now under contract for 2 years at right around $60 million. They could get out of it after next year. So it was a much bigger commitment, but he's a younger player. He's only 27.
He's a younger player, and he's more worthy of that than it would be for Sanders.
No, I'm not arguing with you. Yeah. Appreciate the call. I'm just pointing out some of the information for people listening.
No, and sure, he got more because I think the league used him that way too, right? Talking about Metcalf in order to secure the deal.
But here's what I like about the call, whether you agree or disagree with the point on, well, we should have got DK Metcalf and not Debo Samuel or whatever, right? I like the idea of thinking about the offseason through the lens of, okay, here's what they did. Like we keep saying, they went and got Debo. They spent almost $20 million. That's a big commitment. Well, you didn't have to get an often injured, banged up, physical, violent receiver who is toward the end of his career. You could have spent that same money, if you wanted to, on a younger player. Now, in free agency, I don't think anybody as impactful as Debo Samuel was available.
No, there wasn't.
And you would have had to trade a lot more to get DK Metcalf. So in that actual example, I wouldn't have done that, if I'm being very honest with you.
So the other guys that are commanding that kind of money, it's Devontae Adams, who could still play, but That doesn't fit our paradigm like we're talking about.
Old.
Stephon Diggs.
Old.
Cooper Kupp.
Old.
I mean, and then there's the giant drop-off. So
that guy didn't really exist.
The receiver market, and you even go back to last year, there wasn't much on that marketplace. It's why they're like, oh my God, Noah Brown, wow, we got to pounce. Because, again, there's not much available. The only spot there were players available, I keep coming back to this, was corner. There were number one corners available. For whatever reason, you don't find left tackles, you don't find pass rushers. If you want Trey Hendrickson, you're ponying up a huge amount of money plus some draft picks. Same thing probably with the wide receiver spot. There were a couple available, but not much.
But if you wanted to upgrade receiver and you couldn't have done it with the money, you could have given the Debo money, let's say, to a corner, to your point. You could have drafted a wide receiver in the first round or something. Like, there were options. They decided to go that route. Now, I've had no issues with Debo. I think he's been a win for them. The last few weeks, notwithstanding here, the Bears game, he was hurt. This game, he didn't quite look right. He was out last week, but go back pre-Chicago, he was their best player on offense. Not even close.
Holding ran through him.
He's been really, really good for them this year, and I'm still hopeful he has a pretty monster rest of the season. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Hey, Dan, what's good?
Hey, boys. Always love to call or listen to you guys. But I think we should go in the opposite that a lot of people are screaming for. I want to bottom out. I almost feel like we've overachieved with the circumstances of the three wins. We need younger talent, yes, but we need impact talent. You know, an edge, a tight end now, like Brock Bowers or the kid from Indianapolis. Those are top five, top ten picks. I would be trading Mr. Payne. I'd be eating salary to trade Lattimore for a sixth or seventh round if I could get it. If they're Mr. Wiley, love him. He's been a great character piece and contributed on the offensive line, but he would be seeing if we could get him somewhere down south maybe or someplace else just to get as many, as Danny said, bullets in the chamber, so to speak, because two-fourths can become a third and that kind of thing, just trying to maneuver. Maybe we don't want the number five pick, but we could trade down for a number 12 and two second round or something.
Well, just, make no mistake about it, Dan, and it's a good phone call.
Good
thank
call,
you.
Bud.
I mean, there is no denying the point that they should absolutely try to get draft picks at the deadline if they can, by way of any veterans that are not bolted down long term. Like, if it's not a core young piece, and you guys know what that looks like, that's Daniels and that's Mikey Sanra still, and you know that collection of player. If somebody wants a veteran with an expiring contract, someone who's got a year or two left, 30 or so, and you can get a pick for it, you should do that. I don't think they're going to sell. Most teams don't. It's a very rare thing in the NFL that a team actually sells. One of the only times I've ever actually seen it done was a few years ago here.
That's right.
When the new ownership group brought in Eugene Shen to kind of evaluate things and help out, and they decided to trade their two defensive ends for draft picks to the Niners before they were going to go get a new GM and a new head coach. But there's really not much precedent in the league for like legit selling. But that's what I would be doing. I just don't know how much you'd get back. I mean, we're talking about seventh round picks, sixth round picks a year from now or something, not even this coming year. How much is that really worth it to be worse, to have a worse product, to blow up your locker room? I mean, those are the types of things in reality that Adam Peters has to deal with. We're just playing fantasy football here. Let's get to the Grant and Danny poll of the day. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I just saw this. So he owns the Dodgers in addition to the Commanders. He's part of the Dodgers ownership group as well. This is what Magic Johnson had to say about tonight's World Series game for the Dodgers. With the series being 2-2, Game 5 is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series. That's what he tweeted.
Boom.
I mean,
summarized.
But like, if you follow him, this is like all of his tweets are something like that. Like, he'll tweet after a Commanders game like, Commanders drop a big one on Monday Night Football. Tough loss for the guys. That's not even a good example.
That's even too much.
With the series being 2-2, Game 5 is very important.
Like, next week is a big game for us.
Here we go. Even though my Dodgers lost to the Blue Jays last night, this series is so great and must-see TV. True.
Yeah. There's a charm to it because I love Magic Johnson. I grew up idolizing him as a player. Still one of my favorite players ever. There's this earnestness to it that I actually appreciate.
You think it's actually him, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It feels like it's a bot program.
Like a magic bot, yeah.
It's just like creating it for him and posting it, but maybe it's him. Also, 5 million people follow him.
I know. Well, because it's not, I mean, if you've seen him like interviewed, like he's like a brilliant storyteller and hilarious and charming and engaging and awesome and fun. That's not how he tweets though. He tweets very differently. Like, tomorrow is a big game for us. Like, that's it. He's so earnest.
Yeah, it certainly does not translate in his tweets, which are just like very basic,
yes,
common denominator. Like, the Commanders play the Seahawks on Sunday night with a 3-5 record. Washington will need a big game to get its fourth win, or so, you know, something
yes,
like that.
It's like that.
That's where we are. All right, our Grant and Danny poll today: Metropolitan Moving and Storage sponsors our poll every single day. Long distance, local, residential, commercial, doesn't matter. 3 decades of best in class service and experience. They'll get you moved. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Do you think Terry McLaurin salvages his 2025 season when he comes back from this injury? Yes or no? Only 81% are saying no. Only 18% think he will bounce back and finish this season strong enough to feel like he'll go into the offseason with some momentum.
Because if he misses a game or two, right? So if he misses this one, he's already missed, what, 5 as it is. And if he misses another one, what are you talking about him coming back? And, you know, is he able to hit the ground running, so to speak, when he does? You're running out of time for him to have the kind of impact we're talking about. It would be the Dolphins and then kind of that stretch run at the end where you're playing all of the NFC's teams, you know? So, again, it's just a hard ask for him to be able to come back and be Terry McLaurin.
If you think the Commanders are alone with their cluster injuries at receiver, you're wrong. How about this from Bears practice today? Their top four wideouts, DJ Moore, hip and groin, Roma Dunze, heel, Olamide Zaccheaus, knee, and Luther Burden, concussion, all didn't practice today. Stick aside, how do you even have a practice?
You don't throw.
Without your top four receivers.
I guess you hand it off a bunch and maybe throw to some tight ends.
That might be one of those days where you just have like members of your staff stand there as receivers or kind of jog through routes or something and catch passes just to give a little look to the quarterback of what the concept looks like against the defense, right?
I would say so. I mean, you do have a scout team. You do have practice squad Peters, but still, the whole point is some of that timing and you know, getting looks against the defense. You can't get that, but none of those guys able to go.
It feels to me, I guess we say this every year, like there's just more big injuries happening around the NFL this year. But I think this is just kind of the common refrain at this time. It's definitely the new norm.
Because years ago, remember, it was quarterback, and there were like 17 guys that weren't the plan at QB playing in a given like week 10 or 11. It seems to be clustered this year around, we're using the word cluster a lot, cluster around wideouts. Right, because like significant injuries too. CeeDee Lamb, Malik Nabers, and you know, you kind of go down the list.
Speaking of injuries, Carson Wentz is out for the year. Suffered a pretty serious shoulder injury. Played through it. He was in so much pain on Thursday Night Football, and Kirk Herbstreit was killing him on the broadcast. Like he was getting after him a little bit, talking about how he's got to be better as a leader because Wentz like threw his helmet down when he came over and he was grabbing at his shoulder. Body language was bad. He was sitting by himself on the bench, like staring up. And I think Kirk maybe thought he was like showing up his teammates or the line or something, when obviously what had happened was that Wentz had this legitimately serious season-ending shoulder surgery that needed surgery. And for some reason, he kept playing. I don't know why they didn't bench him and go to Brosmer if he was that hurt. He's defending the Vikings today, saying no one forced me to play. But two-parter here for me. Number one, I don't know why Kevin O'Connell kept him in the game. It was so obvious that he was pretty seriously hurt. Not like, oh, that guy's playing through pain. Like, man, that guy's really not okay. And then secondly, I actually think Kirk Herbstreit, and I don't say this often, went a little too far. And now that you know there's an injury, probably should have a little mea culpa where he's like,
I agree with that.
Whoopsie, my bad.
Yeah, in real time, because here's what you assume as the broadcaster. And maybe you shouldn't assume it, but here's what I assume watching. That Wentz is fine to play, but he's in some pain. So is everyone else, right? But, you know, his is very visible. Well, now what we've learned in retrospect is that it was way worse than that, and he shouldn't have been out there at all. That's a O'Connell failure and a team failure there. So, but from that perspective, if you assume that there's a normal procedure taking place where the guy's okay and he's throwing his helmet and carrying on, it doesn't look real good.
Who's getting sent home? Who's getting immunity? We've got the results for Commander Survivor coming up. We're taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.